Okay, we're going to do something just a little different. I feel a little crazy. All the kids that are willing, I want you to come right down here to the steps and have a seat. Hurry, hurry. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, bring a dollar with you. I forgot.
Hey, sweetie, how are you?
All right, face this way. Turn around. Turn around. What's up, boy? Oh, never mind. Go sit with your parents. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Sit down. Sit down. Hurry, hurry. Sit down. Sit down. I'm not moving back so that you keep coming closer. So everybody turn around now. You got to be able to see me. Turn around. Everybody turn around. Wow. This is a bunch of kids. How many of you? Everybody sit. 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 Oh, okay. All you've got is 4 cents. Go sit down. No, I'm kidding. That's my kid. I can talk like that to him. Okay, how many of you have heard of Zacchaeus? Wow, you're being so polite and nice. That's great. All right, who was Zacchaeus trying to see? Somebody said me. No, no. Zacchaeus was trying to see Jesus, but what was his deal? He was too short. He wasn't tall like me, right? And so what did he do? What's your name? Cubby, what did he do? He climbed up into an oak tree. He climbed up. Oh, wait. He cut down a cherry tree. He climbed up into a sycamore tree. That's exactly right, because he wanted to see. Wait, because he wanted to see. I didn't hear you, William Russell. Okay, very good. All right, so here we go. All right, shh. Everybody look at me. Shh. Now, okay. All right, now it's time to be quiet. Who was he? Who did he want to see? Okay. All right, good. So there we go. So there's Zacchaeus, and he wants to see Jesus because he hears what about Jesus? He's the king. He does miracles. And so let me tell you, what is the first thing that Jesus said to Zacchaeus? Just shout it out. Oh, wait a minute. Everybody's wrong. Okay, listen. Everybody's wrong. You're all saying, come down, come down. That's not what he said. What was the first thing Jesus said to him? Now everybody is saying, I'm coming to your house. That is not the first thing Jesus said to him. All right, where's a 10-year-old? Come here. I already got somebody. Let's see. All right, what's your name?
Jacob.
Jacob?
Yep.
Jacob? That's a cool shirt. I like that. I could wear that on one of my arms. Hey, listen, Jacob, let me ask you. What is the first? Do you know the answer to this? Are you sure? Are you a Bible scholar? Why'd you raise your hand then and come up here? What girl do you think is cute that you're trying to see? Okay. All right. All right, everybody listen up. What is the first thing that Jesus said to Zacchaeus?
What are you doing up there?
Survey says. All right, we're going to try one more time. Jacob feels enlightened, don't you? What is the first thing? All right, here's what I need. Everybody listen. Shh, 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 shh. Jacob's about to tell us. And this is so important that you know this. What's the first thing that Jesus said to Zacchaeus?
Zacchae?
Oh, my goodness! That's awesome! All right, go sit down. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That was awesome. Give it up for Jacob. You're good. Give me 5. All right, here's the deal. The very first thing that Jesus said to Zacchaeus was Zacchaeus! Do you know why? Because Jesus knew who he was. Can I tell you something about you guys? Jesus knows who you are. Isn't that awesome? Jesus knows who you are. Now wait, now here's the deal.
It's not just because, hey, quit pushing, boy. Hey, quit pushing, boy. Here's the deal. That one's not mine, so I apologize, whoever. Here's the other thing. Guess what? Now, everybody, it's like kid night. Don't zone out because it's kid night. Some of you are like, wow, this kid's been on my lap for 3 weeks. So here we go. All right, we got bodyguards stepping in. All righty. Pastor John. Now, I don't want you to zone out because I want you guys to know this is not a kid's story. Jesus chose to tell us the story of Zacchaeus because he wanted to know this. The Zacchaeus story is your story. It's my story. It's his children's story. And the deal is this. The reason that the first thing Jesus said to Zacchaeus was, Zacchaeus, there was no formal introduction. It's because this. Jesus knows who you are. And I'm going to tell you, be glad that we have a God who has that kind of knowledge, who knows who you are. Children, are you glad Jesus knows who you are? All righty. I think that sounded good. So moms and dads and aunts and uncles and grandparents and court-ordered attenders, I want you to know something. I'll sign your papers after the service. I want you to know something. He knows who you are. Isn't that awesome? And listen, here's what's awesome about that. He knows who you are. Because some of you have come and you feel like all you do is you're just taking care of kids all the time. You're running this way and that way. And you wonder if God knows that your life is significant. That your life is important. But here's the deal. Kids, everybody look up here. He knows who you are. And he knows who you are. Now, what's the second thing that he said? What? Nope. He said, come down. Let's say it together. Come down. One, two, three. Come down. Very good. Very good. I have to say that to my wife all the time when it's time to clean the gutters. I'm like, come down. You missed a spot. And so the deal is Zacchaeus is in a tree. He's looking for Jesus, right? And finally Jesus comes up and he says, Zacchaeus, he says, come down. Because you already learned this. Jesus knows who you are. But guess what the second thing is? He knows where you are. Now that's profound, kids. That'll be in a book one day. He knows where you are. Now, did everybody hear that? He knows where you, don't bite the ankles. He knows where you are. And so some of you feel like you're in a place and God doesn't know where that place is at. I want you to know he knows where you are. He knows where you are. And now, listen, that's the gospel that God has come to us. Now, some of you are here, and if you were honest right now, you're here because you're supporting some kid, but you haven't bought all into this Jesus thing. And I want you to know, that's why you're here. Did you make the screen? All right, good job. That's why you're here. All right, y'all, you got to let me go. Got to let me go. Just for a minute. Just for a minute. Okay, thank you. All right, your moms want you. All right. So, he knows where you are, and that means you're never beyond the grasp of God. And I'm not just here as one of the pastors. I'm here as a parent. And the hope that I hold on to is that my children will never be out of the grasp of God. That there'll always be a hope. And for you, some of you feel like that you're out of the grasp of God, but I want you to know there'll always be a hope. All right, kids, this is the last thing you got to do, and then you're going to go sit down, whether you like it or not. What is the third thing he said to Zacchaeus? He said, I am coming to your house today. Now you, boy, go sit down, every one of you.
No.
Go sit down. Get off, Mom. Get off. All right, just real quick for our Wednesday night people, this is my Molly. Everybody say, aw. And this is my Samuel. Now get over there before I beat you. Go. All right. Molly, go sit with Mama, wherever she is. Oh, she left. She went to get something to eat. Okay. No, I'm kidding. No, that's not true. She's back there. Now, I wanted to do that because I want you all to know something. The gospel communicates from 1 to 101, and I wanted you to hear those three things. That one, Jesus knows who you are. Children, Jesus knows who you are. And the second thing is, He knows where you are. And I know you don't have to be real smart to figure that out in the text, but some of us forget. Some of us think that we can hide from God. Some of us think that, well, you know, God was something I used to do, but now I'm kind of out of that. But I want you to know this. The only hope that we have is a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so Zacchaeus was looking for something. He was empty. And so he thought, there's this rabbi, there's this teacher, and I hear that he's powerful. And so Zacchaeus gets in the tree, and I think it had to be unbelievable when Jesus came to that tree, and he looked up into the tree, and he said, Zacchaeus, and he said his name. You know, Jesus said his name for a couple reasons. One, because God created Zacchaeus. Second thing is, he already had a plan for Zacchaeus' life. Children, everybody look up here, children, and be quiet just for a second. Listen. Did you know that God created you? And did you know that the reason God created you was so that your life would give Him glory? And you may not understand exactly what that means right now, but the simplest way I know to say it is God made you to live for Him. And so in everything we do, our lives are to honor God. Because children, He knows who you are. Moms and dads, aunts, uncles, grandparents, all of you, He knows where you are. And then the third thing is He knows what you need. And He knows what I need. And He knows what these children need. And that's the hope that we cling to, is that we have a God who is not distant, who's not miles and miles away. He's not the big guy up in the sky, but He's ever close. And He knows who you are, where you are, and what you need, and He is willing to meet that need. Hey, children, I'm going to ask you to be quiet just for a second, and we're almost done. So everybody just be real quiet right now. I just wanted to tell you, and like now this is really more coming from a daddy's heart. You know, as my wife and I are trying to raise these four kids, and we make mistakes all the time, the thing that we know is that the greatest thing that we can give our kids is Jesus. And then if they'll have a relationship with Jesus, then the Holy Spirit will continue to lead them. And that doesn't mean you can't go astray, because the Bible says every one of us have gone astray. How many of you adults have gone astray? Every one of us have turned to our own way. I'm going to ask two things tonight. One is, I'm going to ask you, if you just happened just to come here tonight because your kid was here, I want you to know that that's what God used to get you here tonight, so that you could hear these words, that you have no hope without Jesus Christ. And that's not a doomsday thing. That's hope, that we could know that. Because if I know I need something, then I'm going to want to have it in my life. And I want you to know that Jesus wants to know you. He wants to have a relationship with you. And the second thing is, some of you are here and you haven't done the church thing in a while. Well, we want you to know, here at Hillview Heights, it's not about church. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. All this is about Jesus. And so for some of you tonight, it's going to be a return to Jesus. That you used to walk with Him and you used to love Him and you just kind of gotten out of your way. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you're a mom or a dad or you're raising a kid, I want you to know the greatest thing you can give them is Jesus. Because all of you know this, because you're not going to be there for their whole ride. How many of you know that? I'm not. If all my kids learn to do is depend on me, there's going to be a day when I'm not here anymore. Then what will they do? But if I can teach them to know Jesus, and if I can teach them to trust Jesus, that's going to be the most important thing. We're going to have a time of altar. And some people said, oh, we got all these kids. Do we need to have an altar? Yes, because you know what some of you need to do? You just need to come up here to the altar with your kids and pray with them. We don't always get that opportunity in church because they go their way, we go ours. I want to ask you during this altar call, come up with your kids.
come to the altar with them. Pray over each of them. Listen, if you're a dad here and you've never prayed over your children, I want to encourage you. Tonight would be a great night for you to pray over your kids and to begin a habit and a pattern in your life of praying over them. Because when they hit the rough times, they're going to remember, here's what Daddy did. Or here's what Mama did when it got rough. And I don't know what that is in your life. But I hope if they remember when it got rough that you prayed. If you're here tonight and you don't have a relationship with Jesus, I'm going to ask you to come up this altar. Because some of you are here and you know you don't have a relationship. But here's the deal. You know you need to. And so when we start this altar call, I'm going to be down here. There'll be some other folks down here. And I would love to talk to you about having a relationship with Jesus Christ. Some of you have not been baptized. Baptism does not get you to heaven, but it is our first step of obedience after we have a relationship with Jesus. And some of you have never done that. And I'm going to ask some of you to come forward and say, you know, I do have a relationship with Jesus, but I've never been obedient to be baptized. And when you're not obedient, what do we call that? Disobedient. And so it's hard to say, God, I need you to bless my marriage, my life, my home, my kids, and all that when we're not being obedient. I want to pray with you. And I'm asking kids, I'm asking all you little kids, bow your head, close your eyes, mom, dad, everybody, bow our heads together. And Lord, I lift up every family that's represented here. I lift up every parent represented here. I lift up every child represented here. And I pray that you would have your way in each of the lives of these children, that they would come to know you as their personal Savior. And I pray for moms and dads and grandparents and aunts and uncles who don't have a relationship with you. God, I pray that they would have a relationship with you. And God, I pray tonight we would realize those three truths. First, that you know who we are. Second, that you know where we are. And third, you know what we need. So God, would you meet that need? Because God, there's a parent here tonight and they don't think they can make it another day. And there are parents here tonight, and they're discouraged. And they're not sure how all this is going to turn out. And there are children here tonight, and they're struggling. And God, I pray that you would meet those needs. So in this holy moment, Lord, would you be glorified? I'm just going to ask you to stand. And this altar is open. This is a unique opportunity here at this celebration of Awana. To come and pray at the altar with your children. As the music plays, would you just come forward? And if you need a relationship with Jesus, Pastor David's over here. I'm here, and we'd love to talk to you about that. So the altar's open. You come.